أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections. Today being the 23rd day of the blessed month of Ramadan. With today being the most possible day of Qadr, last night being the most probable night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, based on the hadith from the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon them. Let me begin by asking and praying to Allah that He accepts all of your acts of worship last night and in the entire month of Ramadan, and fulfills all of your legitimate prayers and supplications. Today, as we continue in our series, we turn our focus to yet another verse of the Noble Quran. We want to look at chapter number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 55, in which Allah says the following, "Your wali is none but Allah and His Messenger. And those, having believed, establish the prayer and pay the prescribed alms, the zakat, while they bow down in ruku, in the salat." Now, this verse of the Quran articulates a profound aspect of Islamic faith, delineating the hierarchy of guardianship and trust within the Muslim community, confirming that such a level of authority exists in Islam, and that Allah has determined those that are responsible for the governance and protection and preservation of this faith. With regards to the revelation of this verse of Walaya, as it is commonly known, we should mention the following. That in the commentary Majma' al-Bayan and many other books of commentary, it's been narrated from Abdullah ibn Abbas as follows. That one day while sitting beside the well of Zamzam and narrating traditions to the people from the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, a man approached. He wore a turban and another piece of cloth covering his face. And each time Ibn Abbas would narrate a tradition from the Prophet, this man who was covered would also narrate a tradition from the Prophet, beginning with the phrase, "The Messenger of Allah said, Qala Rasulullah." Ibn Abbas asked him to identify himself, and eventually the man uncovered his face, declaring, "O people, whoever does not recognize me, know that I am Abu Dharr al-Ghifari. With these ears of mine, I heard from the Messenger of Allah. And if I lie, may both my ears go deaf. And with these eyes of mine, I witnessed it. And if I lie, may both my eyes go blind. I witness that the Prophet has said, Ali is the leader of the righteous and the fighter against the disbelievers. Whoever supports him, Allah will support him. And whoever abandons him, Allah will abandon that person." Then Abu Dharr added, "O people, one day I was praying in the mosque alongside the Messenger of Allah when a beggar entered and asked for help, but no one gave him anything. The beggar raised his hands to the sky and made a prayer to Allah. He said, O Allah, bear witness, I asked for help in the mosque of your Messenger, but no one gave me a favorable response." At that moment, while Ali, peace be upon him, was in the state of bowing in ruku in the salat, he gestured with his little finger on his right hand. The beggar approached and took a ring from his hand. The Prophet, who was there, who was praying, he observed this incident. And when he finished his prayer, he raised his head towards the sky and the Prophet made a prayer. The Prophet said to Allah, "O my Lord, my brother Musa asked you to expand his chest, facilitate ease in his affairs, and untie the knot in his tongue so that people could understand his speech. Likewise, Musa requested that you appoint his brother Harun as his minister and supporter, and increase his strength through him, and make him his partner in his affairs. O Allah, I am Muhammad, your prophet, and your chosen one. Expand my chest. Facilitate ease in my affairs. Appoint Ali for my progeny as my minister, so that my back becomes strengthened through him." Abu Dharr al-Ghifari continues in this hadith. He says, "The Prophet's supplication had not yet ended when Jibra'il descended and said to the Prophet, Recite." The Prophet asked, "What should I recite?" What did the angel say? Well, Jibra'il replied, "Recite, your guardian is only Allah and His Messenger and those who have believed," and up until the end of the verse of chapter 5, verse 55. Now, brothers and sisters, just as with many other verses of the Quran which were revealed in the honor and praise of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his position of mastership, People from other sects of Islam have tried to cast doubts on this verse in particular, being related to the act of charity which Imam Ali, peace be upon him, performed in the time or during the course of the prayers. Now, when they were not able to deny the event, they then began to reinterpret the meaning of wali as being a generic friend or an associate. Now, from this verse, as well as the individual that is giving zakat while in the state of prayer and ruku, is not being counted only as a friend, but rather their walaya, as Allah says in the beginning of the verse, is being tied back to Allah and the Prophet. And so it can't relate to the entire Muslim community, nor just to any random person on the street who does this act. Now, it's true that Muslims are protectors and we're friends of one another, but this verse is not saying Allah is my friend or my buddy, and so is the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. The Prophet is just that, the Prophet of God. I mean, can you ever say Allah is my friend, my buddy, the guy I hang out with? Na'udhu billah, may God protect us from that. So from this it becomes clear that the intended meaning of wali in the above verse, the verse we began with, is something much higher. It needs to encompass things such as guardianship and both material and spiritual leadership, especially since this guardianship is aligned with the guardianship of the Prophet, may Allah bless him and his family, and the guardianship of Allah, all expressed within the same verse. Thus, as Muslim scholars who have been truthful to the Quran have had to conclude, albeit some have done so hesitatingly and grudgingly, that this is one of the verses indicating the guardianship, the walaya, and the mastership and leadership, the imama of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. However, there are other important discussions that need to be examined separately to get a better grasp of this verse, but this is neither the time nor place to delve into them, and so we leave it up to you to seek out the appropriate videos and books on the topic. However, as the Prophet's confidant and closest companion, if we want to call him that, but he's above the companions, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, epitomizes the essence of this verse from the Quran, of chapter 5, verse 55. And although the name of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is not directly mentioned in the Quran, nor in this verse we are reviewing today, that is, again, where the hadith come into play. Given that the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, are the rightful interpreters of the Quran, we must go to their door of guidance to see how they explain the verses of the Quran. And in looking at the verse under review for today, we come across the following narration, which adds clarity to this verse and its interpretation. The hadith says the following, that it has been reported to have come to us from Abu Ja'far, peace be upon him, that the Messenger of Allah was one day praying in his masjid when a poor man passed by. The Messenger of Allah said to him, "Have you given anything as charity? Were you given rather anything as charity today?" The man replied, "Yes, I passed by a man who was bowing in ruku and prayer, and he gave me his ring, and he gestured with his hand. Then it was revealed, your wali, your ally, is none but Allah and his messenger and those who have believed, those who establish prayer and give zakah while they bow in worship." So the Messenger of Allah said, "He is your ally, your wali after me," meaning the man that gave the charity, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. With that said, brothers and sisters, let us now come to some practical tips from the topic of today for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection, and as we have been doing all month long, a final thought to end this blessed day. Point number one is reflection of divine guardianship. The term waliyukum, your guardian, your ally, implies that the guardianship of the Prophet and Imam Ali, peace be upon both of them, that it mirrors the divine guardianship of Allah. While Allah is the ultimate guardian, He delegates authority to chosen representatives on earth, such as Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Point number two is consistent commitment. Walaya, or guardianship, is bestowed upon those who constantly uphold prayer and charity. Terms that Allah uses in this verse like yuqimun, which are establish, and yu'tun, who give, these emphasize the importance of continuous commitment. Imam Ali's life exemplifies this commitment through his consistent acts of charity and prayer, reflecting his motto of service and generosity. Point number three is the validity of leadership. Any leadership not originating from Allah, His messenger and those that Allah puts into power and authority, such as that of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is deemed invalid. The term that Allah uses, innama, only, this underscores the exclusivity of legitimate leadership which rests solely with Imam Ali after the death of the beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. As a closing reflection, the concept of guardianship in Islam is deeply rooted in divine authority and earthly representation. Imam Ali's role as the commander of the faithful serves as a reflection of divine guardianship on earth, highlighting the continuity of leadership from the Prophet to Imam Ali. By consistently upholding prayer, charity, and righteous leadership, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, exemplified the essence of guardianship, ensuring the well-being and guidance of the community. As a final thought, as we leave you today, as followers of Islam, it is essential to recognize and uphold the legitimacy of guardianship derived from Allah, His Messenger, and then the appointed Imam. Through understanding and embodying the principles of guardianship, we can strive towards creating a just, compassionate, and righteous society, guided by the teachings and the example of Imam Ali and the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah's blessings be upon the Prophet and Imam Ali. Until tomorrow and another day of Ramadan and our Ramadan reflections, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.